Welcome to chapter 10 in the setting up an e-commerce business. Okay. In this chapter, we will talk about the road ahead for e-commerce technology. Now, technology has advanced pretty rapidly in the last decade or so, with websites and mobile apps becoming more prevalent, payment gateway options, and the entire customer preferences and experiences. So in the road ahead for e-commerce technology, we'll talk about voice search, mobile commerce, which we discussed in one of the earlier chapters, mobile commerce and social commerce. We'll talk about augmented reality, then multi-channel platforms and devices, because people now operate and go on the same platform using multiple devices, maybe a laptop, a smartphone. Then you also have physical outlets for some e-commerce ventures. We'll talk about customer experience and offering personalized services to customers in order to boost sales and better serve your e-commerce customers. And then the advent of blockchain technology and cryptocurrencies, how that is impacting e-commerce as an industry. And then finally, drone and dry delivery, which a lot of companies across the world are testing drone deliveries. So first, let's talk about voice search. Now, as you would be aware, since smartphones have become smarter, people used to now, rather than typing what they want to look for, they talk to the smartphone. So that's called voice search. Rather than searching by typing on the keypad, you talk to your smartphone or smart device and ask what you're looking for. So Alexa and Siri and other voice assistants have made users develop a habit of talking to the smart devices, and that changes the way people search for things. Now, when you type, that's more formal and you want to type lesser words. So search phrases are shorter, more precise. But when you talk, it's more like a conversation. So use longer phrases. For example, if you are going to dine out, for example, and if you're going to type on your smartphone, you maybe look, just type in maybe restaurants nearby. But if you are doing a voice search on your smartphone, you will use a longer statement that tell me the best Chinese restaurants near wherever you live. So use longer phrases. And when you use longer phrases, it has more terms which the algorithm of the search engine or your e-commerce website will look for to recommend relevant products and services. So the entire search algorithm changes, and that impacts the way you would name your products, titles and descriptions. The algorithm changes. So voice search is becoming more and more prevalent because more and more people are using smartphones, and smartphones are getting smarter day by day. So as I said, now almost 40% people who already have used voice assistant. Now that's a big number. So out of 100 people, 40 people use voice assistants on their smartphone. But that's not huge as of now, because although 40% people use it, but they don't use it as often. But the younger generation is using voice searches and voice commands more often than the older generation. And as they become the major buyers on e-commerce platforms, e-commerce websites and apps will have to adapt to better understand, because it also then brings into picture accent and pronunciation issues rather than misspelling words when typing on a smartphone. So all those will have to be accounted for. Now, by 2022, the end of this year, the number is expected to surpass 50%. So this 40% will become 50%, and this will keep on growing year on year. So the voice search trend is a big topic because, as I said, it changes the entire behavior. What you type is not the same as what you say. So phrases are longer, there are accent issues, pronunciation issues, and people will ask more personalized questions. So the algorithm will have to understand the intent of the buyer and accordingly recommend products and services. Now, businesses need to optimize their listings for voice search and ensure that the content is relevant to the kind of queries customer might use when searching for their product. Because when, as I said, when they speak, it would not be the same phrase which a customer would use when they type. Because when typing, you try to communicate using the least possible number of words, because typing is tedious, right? Even though smartphones are good and we are used to chatting on WhatsApp and other messenger apps, we still want to type less. It's a little tedious. And voice search is more comfortable. You can use a voice search even while driving. So that makes it easier, and the algorithm will have to adapt to how people ask and search for the kind of products that they are looking for. So with home smart speakers like Amazon Echo and Google Home gaining popularity, it's likely that in the future, a customer's first point of contact with the brand could be by word of mouth or a voice search. So instead of ever having to type, a customer may get introduced to your product, to your brand, first via a voice search. So this is going to become an increasing trend. It's already at 40% users are using voice assistants. By the end of this year, it's going to become 50%. So the entire planning of how you list your products, how you name your products, you describe your products, and how the entire site algorithm works will have to adapt to the kind of phrases or the kind of voice commands that people use. Even different languages will have to be supported. So people would use the native languages, regional languages. So voice commands and the website or the app will have to understand those languages, accents, and phrases to be able to better serve customers, to drive more sales and deliver a better customer experience. Then we come to m-commerce or mobile commerce. So as we discussed in one of the previous chapters, now e-commerce shopping has moved from websites more towards mobile apps. So whether you use Amazon, you use Flipkart, Myntra, Nykaa, Lenskart, they all have apps, and even these companies want to drive customers more towards shopping on mobile apps rather than logging on to the website, because shopping on mobile apps gives the sellers, the buyers find it convenient because the apps are on their smartphones and they can browse anytime that they want to without having to type into the browser, open the website, and if they want to buy, having to log in, because on the app, they are already logged in. The history is already recorded. But for the seller, it becomes easier to offer personalized services based on the user's browse history, and sending push notifications to drive more sales is another advantage that the sellers have when it comes to mobile app shopping. So mobile commerce is already huge, and it's gonna become more and more prevalent as more companies move primarily from websites to only and only mobile apps. For example, there are some e-commerce companies that only sell on mobile apps. They don't have a website where customers can go visit and buy stuff. The entire transaction happens on a native app. And then there are sellers who only sell on marketplaces like Amazon, Flipkart. They don't have their own website. They utilize these marketplaces to list products and sell products. And as you know, most people use Amazon, Flipkart, and these marketplaces on mobile phones instead of going on a laptop. Yeah, there are a few who would do that, but basically the entire transaction happens on a user's smartphone. So mobile devices will keep gaining more importance for online shoppers. Mobile will reach 70% of e-commerce traffic by the end of this year, and more people are expected to purchase via their mobile devices. So 70% is more than two-thirds. Now, according to a Goldman Sachs forecast, mobile commerce revenue back in 2018 equaled the total e-commerce revenue for 2013, which was about $626 billion. So that's the speed at which mobile commerce is increasing, and that's justified given the rise in penetration of affordable smartphones and also internet connectivity. So more and more people are going online using their mobile devices. So companies like Google, Samsung, and Apple are making it even easier with advancements in mobile payment technology, which will make mobile checkout the preferred method of payment. Because once you shop on the app, Google, Amazon, first they all have their own payment services. All these are saved in the history in your profile. So the entire checkout becomes a one-click process. So the least number of steps makes it easier for a customer to buy something on a mobile app. And hence, mobile commerce becomes more and more prevalent. The primary reason being that everyone owns a smartphone and downloading apps is as simple as it could be. So it's a better experience and it works both for the seller and the buyer for e-commerce products. Then we come to augmented reality. Now, this is going to get huge. Companies have already been testing it. A few years ago, Lenskart introduced the option where you could go on their website or on their app and you can virtually try a pair of glasses and see how does it look and feel when you yourself wear a pair of glasses. Apple companies have tried it. Footwear companies have tried it. Furniture companies have tried it. So you actually get to see, feel, how will the product look when you yourself use a product. Now this is to address the major challenge why people prefer to buy from physical stores. It's the ability to touch and feel a product. Now in augmented reality, you don't get to touch and feel a product physically, but at least you get to see that how would a t-shirt look on you rather than only seeing an image of the t-shirt on the e-commerce website or app. So companies have already been testing augmented reality. So when applied to online services, e-commerce could, using augmented reality, compete better with brick and mortar shops. Because as I said, other than having a ability or feature to touch and physically feel the product, a user will be able to see how a product looks. There'll be 3D versions of a product when it comes to furniture, when it comes to an apparel or a footwear or an eyewear or maybe even a smartwatch. A customer could virtually wear the product and see if the product suits his or her style. So that gives another advantage and another push to selling on e-commerce websites, and it competes a little bit more when it comes to a physical experience of buying certain products. So this has already been in testing phase. Companies have already built software products. As I said, Lenskart introduced this feature a few years ago, and a lot of other global companies selling apparel, footwear, furniture have already started using this, and the feature is available on the native apps and websites. So experts predict that augmented reality market could reach $23 billion by the end of 2022, driven primarily by AR on mobile devices. So again, it's a major push on mobile devices, and that's justified again because more and more users are shopping on mobile devices. So imagine you can try on clothes before buying them. Now that's the biggest advantage. When you go on an e-commerce app or a website, and you like a t-shirt, now what you see is an image, you would see a model wearing that t-shirt, and that gives you a fair idea how would that t-shirt look on you. But what's better is if you could yourself virtually try using augmented reality and see and feel how does a new t-shirt look on you. Now that's what augmented reality brings to the table. So as I said, it's one step closer to visiting a physical store and having to try on a product in the trial or the fitting room. So this takes it one step closer, just short of being able to physically touch and feel the fabric when it comes to apparel or footwear or furniture. So this will again improve. As I said, technology advancements are rapid these days. So even this would improve, but will always stay short of you being able to physically touch and feel a product. Then we move on to multi-channel platform and devices. Now today, most users have more than one devices which they use to go online and browse for products. So for example, every person maybe either has a laptop or a desktop and at least one smartphone. And they may use both the phone and the laptop or desktop to browse for products. So the search may begin on a laptop and the transaction may be completed on the smartphone. So it's a multi-channel experience which users need, and sellers will have to fulfill that. So by 2022, 2 billion people use their mobile devices to shop online globally. And while not online shoppers make purchases with their mobile phone, some 95% of mobile internet users look up local information on their phones because That's the convenience. You have your phone accessible almost all the time that you are awake. So the first time that you maybe think of something, you want to know about something, the first search, the first exposure may happen on your smartphone or your mobile device. And then you may later on choose to buy using a laptop or even physically, but the first exposure for most people happens on their mobile devices. That makes the experience multi-channel. You may start exploring, discovering on one device and may buy on another device, or you may buy physically, or it can even happen vice versa. You can see an ad of a product when you're visiting a shopping mall or an airport or a theater, and then you come back home or you go to work and you explore, you search for the product or service on your laptop, computer, or smartphone, and then end up buying. So it could either be online and then offline, offline and then online, or online and online again. But the entire interaction, the entire touch point will go through multiple devices and multiple channels. So e-commerce companies will have to ensure that they are accessible everywhere, and the entire experience has to be uniform. Now, as per Google, some 85% of all online shoppers start a purchase on one device and finish on another. So they may start browsing maybe on the computer while they are at work, and they may end up buying when they reach home during the night on their smartphone. Or they may browse something on the smartphone while they're commuting to work, and they may end up buying a few days later on their laptop. So 85% of online shoppers start a purchase on one device and end up on another. So the trend provides a clear message from consumers. 2022 has to be about integrating online platforms and devices and make it a seamless experience for buyers. Now, this is another reason why you would have seen a lot of brands, online first brands like Nykaa, Lenskart, Pepperfry, have now set up physical outlets, because customers now also want an experience center where they don't go to buy, but they go to check out products, feel products, then come back home and then buy on their apps or on their website and get the product delivered at their home. So the entire experience has to be multi-channel and even omni-channel. Now, omni-channel is different from multi-channel. Omni-channel is that you buy maybe on one channel, maybe you buy on the app, but you collect the delivery from a physical store. So it's bringing the two channels together to facilitate the entire buy and sell transaction. So it won't be enough to have a presence on multiple channels. These devices will also need to be connected so customers get the feeling that it's one. They need to feel the experience that it's one company, one brand that they are dealing with, whether it's on a mobile app or on a website or on a physical store. Then we come to customer experience and personalization. Now, high competition and ease of selling and the need to acquire more customers and retain customers to sell again and again, companies compete to provide the best customer experience. And since people use mobile phones where they're already logged in, companies and e-commerce sellers have access to customer data, customer preferences, it makes it easy for them to personalize the entire experience. For example, if you and I were to open Amazon or Flipkart, the app on our mobile phones at the same time, the entire product feed and display for your phone and my phone will be different, because the entire feed and display and recommendations would have been customized and personalized based on each of us browsing and purchase history. So data and technology allow companies to offer personalized shopping experiences to customers. So customer experience transformation is not just for big players like Amazon or Flipkart. The trend of personalization will be key to winning and keeping customers, even for smaller e-commerce players. So businesses that can manage the customer experience and wins customers' hearts and minds will be able to sell more and sustain their e-commerce business. So offering personalized services, products and information will help SMEs stand out from the crowd and keep customers coming back for more. So if you can offer that same experience, which for example, an Amazon or a Flipkart or a Myntra could offer, the customers would like that because they're used to getting that kind of attention and personalized services from bigger players. So if as a smaller e-commerce player and an SME, you could do that, it helps your brand image and the customer likes shopping and buying from your website or app. So according to experts, retailers that have implemented personalization strategies see sales gains of 6 to 10% at a rate which is 2 to 3 times faster than other retailers. So as I said, it helps you sell more because customers like getting personalized attention and recommendations because that is what they would want to buy. And data and technology allow you to do that. You don't have to be an Amazon or Flipkart. Even if you have a small e-commerce website, the technology that you use, for example, maybe you could use Shopify to create your e-commerce store. Now, Shopify as a platform gives you access to all the technology that you could use to collect user information, be it their profile information, demographics, their browsing history, their purchase history, and recommend products that would interest every buyer. So the entire recommendation and personalization would be different for different buyers. And technology allows you to do that even if you are a small e-commerce player. And then we come to chatbots. When we talk about offering experience and customer service, chatbots play a huge role. Now, chatbots are software bots that provide answers to customer queries. Now, if you have an e-commerce website where 60, 70, or 80 users are browsing your e-commerce website or app simultaneously, and let's say 10 or 15 of them have certain queries, you won't be able to have enough manpower to simultaneously answer the queries of 10 or 15 customers every 30 minutes or every 15 minutes. That would increase the cost of serving customers and running your business, and also makes it difficult for the customers if they have to talk to or chat with a human because that would take time. Chatbots are more efficient because once you program the chatbot basis FAQs and frequently asked questions, queries, or product information, the chatbot could serve the interest and guide the customers to buy when they are online. Customers may have queries about certain products, maybe sizes, which size would fit them, pricing, or shipping to a certain PIN code or a city, or different terms and conditions. Maybe they want to process a refund. So chatbots, if programmed and the inputs are fed in, will be able to cater to 80, 100, 200, any number of customers simultaneously. That's been a big boon because if you go on any e-commerce website and if you want to get help, the first thing that you get is an interaction with a chatbot because there the FAQs are fed in and it guides the user chronologically in order to go and get answers. Only when you reach a certain stage where as a buyer you still feel that maybe you would need to talk to someone or chat with a human, the bot guides you to talk to a customer service rep or maybe chat with a customer service rep. So chatbots will represent messaging services, and this another reason is because as users, now we are accustomed to chat apps. We all use WhatsApp, most people use Messenger. So we are used to chatting while doing other activities. So it's now become a human behavior, and chatbots are able to satisfy the behavior and also answer queries and provide instant customer service and resolution to customers. Now, chatbots for e-commerce companies are typically designed to, one, complete buyer's purchases. For example, if you want to know if certain designs are available, if you want to know certain size options are available, or if you want information about if this size fits you or not. So all those could be helped. Then it also offers product recommendations. You could ask the chatbot, or based on your browsing history, chatbot could also work as a recommendation engine. And finally, it also provides customer support. So any complaints with late deliveries, you want to check on your delivery status, or you want to process a refund or complain about a defective product delivered to you. So chatbots help people buy, Chatbots help recommend products, and chatbots help in customer support and resolution as well. Then we talk about blockchain technology and cryptocurrencies. Now, you all must be aware with cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin you would have heard of. So now blockchain technology is said to have a huge impact on e-commerce due to its ability to provide solutions for big issues that the industry is facing, primarily trust, slow transactions, commissions, limited payment methods, and fraud. Now, blockchain is more secure compared to the traditional network because blockchain is, the data is spread into different pieces, different blocks, which are stored in servers across the world. So the entire blockchain word comes from these two words, block and chain, where data is divided into several blocks, and these blocks are stored into servers which are spread across the world. So when a user or when the server or the seller has to retrieve information, these blocks virtually are connected together, they form a chain, and that's how information is retrieved. So this makes information storage, when it comes to the customer's personal information, the customer's financial information, more secure, and hence it helps boost the customer's trust in using online services for shopping and making payments. So blockchain technology can address these trust problems, privacy problems, due to its ability to accommodate for the execution of transactions using digital assets or cryptocurrencies, which eliminates the need for third-party involvement. So you won't need a third-party involvement like a payment gateway or a banking partner. It all happens on the server using blockchain. So your data is not being shared with any third party. And also, you know that the technology is more secure, so you would be more comfortable, a buyer would be more comfortable sharing with the e-commerce website. So all data entered into a blockchain is stored there indefinitely. This means that no matter how many times a good is sold or repurchased, the transaction history always remains. So you'll always be able to retrieve the information, it's just that it's secured, broken into blocks, divided into blocks, and stored in different servers, which makes it easier makes it more secure and makes it more difficult for hackers to hack the server and get complete information, because as I said, the data is divided and stored into different servers across the world. So hacking into one server does not help the hacker or the malicious agency because they do not have access to the complete data or information. And then finally, in the road ahead, we talk about the drone and droid delivery. So you would have heard about companies trying drone deliveries in India and across the world as well. So it is one of the most pioneering technologies that's going to shape up the future of retail industries. The USA and the Europe are working on building the airports specifically for parking drones. So these would be called drone ports. So these would be airports only for the takeoff and landing of drones used for e-commerce deliveries and other business and government functions. So drones are able to fly at the rate of 60 miles per hour with an altitude of up to 400 feet. And they can carry items up to 2 pounds. So although most parts of the world haven't widely accepted this concept and the testing is still going on, the major reason is security issues, because governments and citizens and experts feel that drones could be used by anti-government and anti-peace organizations, terrorist organizations, and hence people have been a little wary, susceptible about drones being more widely used. But these concerns would be addressed as you would have regulations and licenses issued. But this would ease out the entire physical delivery process and would reduce the requirement of manpower to deliver goods and for last mile delivery. So that's what we had in the road ahead for e-commerce industry. E-commerce today is not only about changing the look and feel of the website. It now focuses on the entire shopping experience, which we discussed starts from a voice command or a voice search. And there is a growing effort to enhance every element associated with the customer's buying experience. And this is possible because sellers or the technology, be it a marketplace or a native app, they have access to the customer data, the customer preferences, the browsing and purchase history. And using push notifications, web notifications, they're able to communicate frequently with the buyer. So that's in chapter 10 when it comes to the road ahead or the next phase of e-commerce technology. Thank you.